We have with us today the Commander-in-Chief, United States Central Command, and the Commander of Operation Desert Storm, General H. Norman Schwarzkopf. The General has a brief statement to make, and it's time to answer a few questions before returning to the war room. Ladies and gentlemen, General Schwarzkopf.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. As you know, last night at this briefing, Secretary Cheney mentioned that in the critical early stages of a military operation, it's absolutely imperative to deny the enemy any information on the disposition, actions, or plans of our forces. For that reason, he stated that we were going to temporarily suspend the daily scheduled briefings, both in the Pentagon and here in Riyadh. Secretary Cheney also said, however, that he wanted to keep the American public informed whenever possible with periodic updates. The purpose of my comments at this time is to give you a brief assessment of the progress to date of the ground phase of Operation Desert Storm. The contents of my briefing will be limited to the release of information which we feel will not jeopardize the progress of our operations, nor will it in any way endanger the lives of our troops on the battlefield. I know that you will understand our great concern for the operational security, and I also know that the American people would demand nothing less. Let me first make the point that this is an initial update, and it's based on preliminary reports from commanders in the field. These reports may change or be refined in the hours ahead. At 0400 hours local this morning, coalition forces began a major ground, naval, and air offensive to eject Iraqi forces from Kuwait. I want to emphasize, this is a coalition effort. The countries participating so far are the United States, Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom, France, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Qatar, Oman, Syria, and of course, Kuwait. U.S. forces in this morning's attack were U.S. Marines, Army paratroopers, Army Air Assault Forces, and Army Special Forces. These forces, along with French and Arab forces, have already reached all of their first day objectives and are continuing their attack. Early this afternoon, U.S. Army mechanized and armored forces, along with the forces of the United Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Egypt, and Syria, also launched attacks, and they are moving north with great speed. With the exception of one early afternoon engagement between the Marine Task Force and an Iraqi armor unit, contact with the enemy can best be characterized as light. Coalition air forces from the United States, the United Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Italy, Canada, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Qatar are all conducting surge air operations to support the ground commanders, and they continue to strike key strategic targets. United States, United Kingdom, Saudi, and Kuwaiti naval forces are conducting carrier air, mine sweeping, naval gunfire support, and of course amphibious missions along the east coast of Kuwait. 10 hours into this ground offensive, more than 5,500 prisoners have been captured. And we received reports of many hundreds more north of our positions with white surrender flags. Friendly casualties have been extremely light. As a matter of fact, remarkably light. So far, the offensive is progressing with dramatic success. The troops are doing a great job, but I would not be honest with you if I didn't remind you that this is the very early stages, We are a little more than 12 hours into this offensive, and the war is not over yet. So that concludes my prepared comments, and I'm now ready to take a very few questions. Richard?
General Schwarzkopf, can you give us an idea of how long, based on what you know now, and things go according to plan, how long would you anticipate this thing is going to last, and how do you account for the fact that the opposition has been so light so far?
I would first of all say that the opposition has probably been so light so far because of the excellent job that all of the forces to date have done in preparing the battlefield. With regard to your second question, it's impossible to say how long it's going to take. Let me put it this way. It's going to take as long as it takes for the Iraqis to get out of Kuwait and the United Nations resolutions to be enforced.
There have been some reports today, and I know this might be an ongoing situation, but can you at least tell us whether we have any forces in Kuwait City? There have been reports of some paratroopers seen over Kuwait City, these reports by Kuwaiti residents.
I'm not going to in any way discuss the location of any of the forces involved in the battle to date.
General, have any U.S. or allied troops encountered chemical or biological weapons?
We've had some initial reports of chemical weapons, but those reports to date, as far as we're concerned, have been bogus. There have been no reported chemical weapons used thus far.
Would you say the campaign so far is going better than you'd expected at this stage, or about on par, or slightly worse?
I would say that so far we're delighted with the progress of the campaign.
General, you said that with one exception, the contact with the enemy was described, you said, light.
Yes.
Can you provide any details at all about the exception?
Yeah, this afternoon, about 2 hours ago, one of the Marine Task Force forces was counterattacked with enemy armor. The Marines immediately brought their own artillery to bear. They also brought their anti-tank weapons to bear. We also brought our air forces to bear, and the counterattack was very quickly repulsed, and they retreated. I can't tell you the exact number of loss of tanks, but there were several tanks that were lost in that particular battle. About two more questions. Over here.
Has the resistance been light because the Iraqis are retreating, or are they simply not engaging you? Are they surrendering? I mean, what exactly are they doing?
All of the above.
General, you say the opposition is light. Is this because you have avoided a frontal confrontation with them? Are you going around or over, and is that why there's little opposition?
Going around, over, through, on top, underneath, and any other way.
Have you gone through, sir? Is that why it's light?
One more question.
General, have you encountered the Republican Guard yet?
Some.
What kind of resistance have you gotten from them?
Sorry, last question.
Are you going to pursue the Iraqi soldiers into Iraq, or are you going to stop at the Kuwait-Iraq border?
I'm not going to answer that question. We're going to pursue them in any way it takes to get out of Kuwait. Thank you very much.
Sir, what we've been watching is Allied Commander Norman Schwarzkopf giving us a briefing on the ground war that has begun, and among other things he said they're delighted with the progress of the ground assault so far. They have reached all of their first-day objectives. Some 5,500 prisoners of war have now given themselves up, and hundreds more apparently are ready to surrender, according to the general. And also, he said that friendly casualties were remarkably, quoting there, remarkably light during...